is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Every time this guy's picture shows up on the graphic behind me, I throw up in my mouth a little bit. Jesse Butler out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. We're still talking about him because, well, even though his case essentially has now expired and the judge has basically dismissed the charges under the Youthful Offender Act of Oklahoma, even though he did horrible, horrible things to two young girls that they will never fully recover from, why do we do this? Why do we keep talking about this? Why do we have a gazillion videos about this monstrous piece of genetic, rejected genetic goo named Jesse Butler, in my opinion? Because someday there's going to be somebody out there who's bamboozled by him that does a Google search on Jesse Butler. I'm sure he's probably going to have to use a different name, but it will come out. Somebody will connect some dots like, oh, that guy named Steve over there? That's Jesse Butler. What do you mean? Google him. Just do a quick Google. Just YouTube him. And then, hi, if you're just joining us, if you're new to the party and you were living a life of relative peace and comfort and non-chaos, and you're somehow involved with this guy, you got a little bit of homework to do, but we're going to do it for you. We're going to give you all you need to know about Jesse Butler so you can make an informed decision to run for your freaking life or call the police, depending on what he's done to you so far. Because I don't believe this man is going to live a life of freedom. People that are capable of doing these sort of things, they don't tend to stop. They don't tend to change. It tends to be baked in. Especially when you have a family like his that seems to enmesh themselves around the horrific criminal behavior and go, oh, it's okay. No. That girl, she shouldn't have told on you, Jesse. It's not your fault. No, you were just strangling her nearly to death while you were violating her horribly. You're such a good little boy. You're a good little boy. You play baseball. You're a good boy. Hey. Yeah, I'm sorry to break it to you if you are meeting this man, but he seemed so nice. All-American baseball player originally from Stillwater, Oklahoma, or whatever line of bullshit he's going to have to use for his fake alibi of his life going forward. Here's what you're getting. Okay. Again, this is why we do it, to inform, to help educate, to protect anybody who has an ounce of sense to do a Google on the people that they come across in their life. On his 19th birthday, his record disappears like it never happened. A mother said that out loud in a Payne County courtroom in December of 25. She was describing the deal her family had just watched a judge approved. Jesse Mac Butler. Could you get more Oklahoma of a name? Turned 19 on August 4th of 2026. A judge in Stillwater dismissed his criminal case on August 3rd. One day early, the Office of Juvenile Affairs had certified that he finished every requirement with no violations. Butler had faced up to 78 years. He served 150 hours of community service and paid about $3,300. He never spent a night in a cell. His attorney says the next step is asking the judge to seal the record. The state of Oklahoma cannot touch him again. The people still trying to make him answer are a girl's parents and an insurance company. One of the girls needed surgery on her throat. That's how much this wasn't just two teens went too far and one of the parents wanted to press charges. No, this ain't that. This is a guy who, the odds are high, statistically speaking, that he could very easily harm or kill someone, considering he's so into strangling teenage girls. Well, he's allegedly essaying them. She was 16, filings in her family's civil case say Butler choked her in a Walmart parking lot in 2024 until she nearly died, and that a doctor told her afterwards how close it had been. She had dated him. So had the other girl who came forward. Both were 16. Both were students at Stillwater High School. Stillwater police opened the investigation in September of 24. Prosecutors charged Butler as an adult the following March with 11 felony counts, including two counts of domestic assault and battery by strangulation and one count of violating a protective order. He was 16 and 17 when the incidents described and the charges took place. He was never taken into custody, not for one night at any point in the case. His attorneys asked the court to treat him as a juvenile, and it was actually initially denied. On July 24th, 25, Special Judge Susan Worthington then stepped in. An alumni of the same college dad works for. The same one that maybe little Jesse will go to someday when he becomes a baseball college star. She granted him youthful offender status after the state and the defense reached a, quote, agreement, or basically they were lied to. On August 25th of 25, Butler pled no contest to all 11 counts. The judge found he entered the pleas knowingly and voluntarily. The judge also found there was a factual basis for them. He walked out of that courthouse with weekly counseling, a curfew, daily check-ins, a social media ban, and an order to stay away from Stillwater schools. Oklahoma's Youthful Offender Act moves a teenager out of the adult system and onto a supervised program. He gets counseling and conditions instead of a cell. The day he turns 19, the court loses the power to supervise him at all, which is where we're at. Everyone who signed that agreement in July of 25 knew the date it ran out. District Attorney Laura Austin Thomas said that if Butler failed the program, he'd be reclassified as an adult and sentenced to 10 years. He finished it without a violation, at least not a violation that they ruled to be severe enough. There's plenty of times he didn't make the calls on time or do the required work, allegedly. That didn't trigger the 10 years. Nah. You might go to prison for 10 years. You better make sure you cross your T's and dot your I's. He still couldn't do that. And Oklahoma and the judges, it was like, oh, it's okay. You missed a few. Thomas also said she filed an adult court on purpose. Juvenile cases in Oklahoma are confidential, and filing as an adult kept the allegations where the public could actually see them. A judge later agreed to unseal part of the file. That's the record his attorney is now asking a judge to close back up. Don't need those details out there in the open. Jesse's going to go try and be a grown-up now. Going to try to do grown-up things. The deal was reached before the preliminary hearing. That's the hearing where prosecutors put on their evidence and where the two girls would have testified. Neither of them ever did. Neither ever took a witness stand in the criminal case at all. A no contest plea is not a guilty plea. He never said he did it. He said he would not fight it. And the judge entered 11 convictions anyway. The families had expected the other kind of plea, according to a motion filed by attorney Rachel Bussett and a testimony from one of the mothers. They were told Butler would admit it and be treated inside a juvenile facility. So they were told, they believed that he was going to go admit that he did this and then be in a juvenile facility. They said the girl was promised input on the terms. They say her protective order could be extended as part of the deal. They found out about the charge on a Friday before the Monday hearing. They found out, you know what? This isn't going to be what we thought it was on Friday, and then Monday's the hearing. The prosecutor's office told it differently. Assistant District Attorney Deborah Vincent testified that the defense had led her to expect a guilty plea and that she relayed that to the family. She said she learned about a week out that would be no contest, and she called them that Friday. Butler's father was formerly the director of football operations at Oklahoma State University. Special Judge Susan Worthington earned two bachelor's degrees at Oklahoma State. Both facts sit in the public record. No court has found any connection between them and the outcome of this case. Not saying there is. On November 5th of 25, more than 100 people gathered outside the Payne County Courthouse. Students walked out of class. The signs called for Worthington and Thomas to go. State Representative Justin Humphrey called for a grand jury investigation into how the deal was reached. A citizens group in Payne County started collecting signatures for one. The families, they had one tool left. Oklahoma's Marcy's Law gives people harmed by crime a constitutional right to be notified, to be heard, and to be treated with dignity. Unless, of course, you're in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Bussett filed a motion asking a judge to enforce it and undo the plea. District Judge Michael Culling heard 3 days of testimony in April 26 and April 20th. He ruled against them. He found the record showed they were notified in July of 25 and again that August, and that they had been treated fairly throughout. Bussett said, the way these families were handled is one of the main reasons people in their positions stay quiet. Surprise. And I should say congratulations to everybody who put the pressure on. Thomas left office that same month. Jeremiah Gregory was sworn in as district attorney for Payne and Logan counties on July 31st of 26, 3 days before the final hearing. Your pressure, your scorn, your public shaming paid off, at least in Thomas leaving her job. At that hearing with the case already finished, Butler's attorney, Derek Chance, addressed the court. He argued his client was innocent. He said Butler was the one who had been wronged in the matter. Yeah, they're trying to flip the script like every good little narcissist does. Oh. He said Butler was the one who had been wronged in the matter and that the girl's account was false. Really? So they did the neck surgery for fun? They're just like, let's make it look really bad and let's operate on your neck. Why? Because he's a bad boy. Let's make him look... Yeah, it's all... It was just a ruse. Jesse's the victim. The guy who strangled the girl that needed the surgery. He's the real victim here. Oh, you know, and this is hearing that. I mean, it makes your skin crawl. But it also tells you all you need to know about the future of Jesse Butler. Because when you're unable to take responsibility for your own actions and you deflect and then you basically you're Darvoing this whole damn thing back to your victims. Deny, reflect. You pretty much are guaranteeing yourself when you're operating from that area. You are pretty much guaranteeing you're going to end back up in trouble. It's like almost like completely guaranteed. Darvo, by the way, deny, attack, reverse victim and offender. This is what narcissists do. This is what people who will not take responsibility for their actions do. They Darvo the shit out of it. And they did it in court. Somehow, despite all the evidence, despite the surgery, despite the charges, despite the accusations, despite the evidence, the audio evidence, the video evidence, all the evidence here that clearly shows what Jesse Butler did. He's grandiose and ignorant enough to go into court. I mean, he was wearing those stupid-ass sunglasses in court. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, could the guy be any douchier? I don't think it's possible. Like, if you're looking for a douche character to use in something, this is your inspiration. When this is your MO and how you're operating, sit back and rest assured. He will fuck up again. And repercussions will come calling. It may not be directly from this case anymore, But just trust me, these people tend to have a way of finishing themselves off with their own stupidity, because narcissism always wins. Not the narcissist. The narcissist is taken over by the narcissism, and it will win. It will destroy. It will take him out. So just sit back, relax. Have a beverage. Have a smoke. And no, Jesse Butler is living his Darvo life until he can't. It will catch up. The convictions were minutes from being erased. There was no jury in that room, no cross-examination, and nothing anyone could do to change the outcome. Gregory then stood up from the gallery. He said afterward that nothing had ever made his blood boil more. This is the new DA, the one that replaced the one that stepped down amid public pressure, and that nobody had warned him the defense planned to speak. He asked the judge for permission to file a formal response. Bussett said she was completely surprised and that it went beyond the bounds. Then Gregory explained his limits. Double jeopardy bars a state from prosecuting a person twice for the same offense once he's been convicted. Butler was convicted. Oklahoma can never charge him again. The federal government, though, counts as a separate sovereign, which means it can look at the same conduct under its own laws. Gregory said he would refer the case to federal review. He also called it a long shot. He's not named a charge or an agency. A former Oklahoma prosecutor put the odds plainly. Federal prosecutors rarely pick up a state case that's already finished. But it does happen sometimes. One family stopped waiting on Washington. The parents of the girl identified in court, and there was court records only by her initials, sued Butler. They sued his parents. They sued the school district for failing to protect their daughter. The suit seeks at least $75,000. I think you're going in a little low, by the way, I'd be going for $75 million. You might want to up that a little bit. They'll take you a little more seriously. Then Butler's own insurance company went to the federal court and asked a judge to let it walk away from him, too. State Farm's filing argues that the family's homeowner's policy and their $1 million umbrella policy cover accidents. It argues that what is alleged here was intentional and criminal, so neither policy applies. The company asked to be released from any duty to defend him. The same filings allege he ran a coordinated campaign of harassment to pressure the girl into staying quiet. Butler has never answered to any of it under oath. He may have to. A civil case has depositions. Woo! That's coming for you, Jesse. Hey, Jesse. The deposition puts a person in a room with the other side's lawyers. He swears an oath and answers questions for hours. Lying in that chair is a new crime. No youthful offender clock ends a civil case. No plea agreement closes one. The mother who spoke that December was right about the date. She's not been proven right about the erasure yet. Under Oklahoma law, a dismissed youthful offender case becomes eligible to be sealed, and Butler's attorney told the court he intends to file. A judge still has to grant it. Until one does, all of it stays where anyone can read it. 78 years was the exposure. The entire penalty ran out in under 12 months. Both girls were 16. Neither testified because the deal was finished before the hearing, where it would have been. One who needed throat surgery is now the one suing. A civil courtroom is the first place anyone will put Butler under oath and make him answer her. It's also the last place left that can. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube, and you're welcome to anybody who comes across this piece of shit in life. I don't care what year it is. Here he is. Know who he is. People like this do not change. Do not change. Run for your fucking life is my advice. If you have come across this guy in your path, he ain't worth it. He ain't worth having a beer with. He ain't worth having a conversation with. He ain't worth expelling your breath for. This is someone who in many other countries would be readily executed. Think of that. And not necessarily third world countries either. In fact, some states might put him to death. Right here in our own Union of the United States. But not in Oklahoma. No. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Love for you to weigh in. Until next time, my name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.